What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show, our rant, rave, and review for Sleepy Hollow. We're going to be talking about last week's episode. Is it last week's episode? Yeah, last week's episode. Yes. November 5th, the episode was called This Red Lady from Caribbean. Okay, that's the episode. I have all the way from on yonder. I'm pointing way over there. Amy McCracken from the VRO.com. What's up, Amy?
Hello, Internet. Hi, Mike.
Hello, hello. Let's just jump right into this episode. Because people,
let's jump right
in. We always talk before we do the show. And as soon as I said, let's do Sleepy Hollow first, because we're going to recap Gotham in just a few after this. If you could have sensed the... Kind of picture this, people. Picture that Amy's walking and all of a sudden gets stung by one of those red bees, and then she gets really angry. That's how she sounded when I said, let's do Sleepy Hollow first.
I was kind of hoping you would forget that we had to recap Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, so I'm guessing by the sound of your attitude earlier before we started this, you're not a fan of this episode.
No, I'm not. Okay, Okay, let me explain myself.
Okay, go for
it. I'm leaning towards your side where the whole Jenny and Joe's storyline.
Wait, do me a favor though. Don't act like you don't know who Joe is, because two episodes
I forgot his name.
Two reviews ago you were like, I like Joe.
But now I'm leaning towards I didn't even care for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And then until the end. And then I was like, oh, okay, now I'm interested in this.
Okay.
But the whole B thing is like, it really, to me, it didn't tell us anything other than, ooh, it opened a tree because the last bloom and we're in the hell did Pandora go.
Right. She went inside
the tree. My review's done.
That's it. Wow. That's, so I'm curious. Scale of 1 to 10. Let's start off. What do you give this episode?
I'll give it a 5 because the whole Abby, Jenny thing. I like the Jenny thing.
So if the Jenny thing would have happened?
Yeah, then it would have been like, well, yeah.
Wow.
Who cares if, you know, Abby and her FBI boyfriend hooked up in a cabin and all they had was, you know, a small fan that didn't give off much air?
Well, it's obvious. That was my question to you because I kind of heard that part there. So she pretty much dissed him. That's what
basically,
I'm gathering.
Basically, yeah.
Right? Because it seems like he still had feelings for her and did have feelings for her, but she, I guess, probably couldn't get attached, didn't want to fall in love, and totally dissed him.
Yeah.
See, I thought it was going to be something more serious. But yeah, when I heard that, I was like, let me rewind that again. And I was like, did I hear that right? That he's confessing his feelings to her while he's been injected by hornet's poison? I don't know. I totally agree with you on the bee chick. When you know what? I was hoping that when the bees came around and formed a woman that it would be a regular woman.
Yeah.
I just – the bee eyes and it just didn't – and if anybody
– I was bored. I was so bored.
Yeah. I thought that whole thing – I just – and I love the show too, and it's just that – and if anybody listens to our past seasons, you and I are big fans of the creatures. Big fans of the creatures. And I don't know what it is, but this one here just didn't do it for me. That whole judge scene just seemed a little off for me too as well. Like I just didn't – it was just blah.
Yep.
But the whole story, the whole B thing, I think you're absolutely right. And maybe we're going into it too much. Maybe we're just used to having like an episode about what's going on, but this was just like – it was. It was just a creature. We just needed a bloom. Let's throw in a creature. Cause some drama, and now she's going to walk into a tree like an owl. And
yeah.
I don't know. That whole even the ending of this, like the whole ending when Crane is fighting the bee woman, and I'm like, okay, that's understandable. That happens. But all the bees that were on Abby, shouldn't they have stung her?
Well, she got in the water.
No. Okay. She was out of the water trying to put the acid in the tree or blow up whatever. Bees were like all over her. And she got stung one time. That was like, you know what it is? The way I feel about the bees is the way you felt about, hold on, Amy. The way I feel about the bees is the way you felt about what's-his-face and the Escalade and Gang-Related, how he got all shot up and didn't die. Gang-Related, yes. If anybody's seen Gang-Related, the first season, rest its peace.
Carlos died.
He did not die getting shot by like 3,000 bullets. And Amy will still bring up to this day. That's how I felt. I was like, there's like 3,000 bees on her.
Now I know. I feel your pain now. I feel
now you
it.
Feel it? Now you feel it? That's how I felt. I was like, what?
Yeah, just this entire episode. I don't know.
That part there, I didn't care too much. You're absolutely right. Joe in the EMS, and he's in EMS. I know that. I stand corrected. Because I think a couple of reviews ago,
you were like, how did he become a cop?
Yeah, how did he get a cop? I swear to God, he had a badge. But he's EMS, okay? So he's that guy. Did you notice that when they were trying to get the secret ingredients, Jenny and him were getting kind of close? They almost kissed.
Yeah, that's kind of weird because they're like, we grew up brother and sister, blah, blah, blah.
But they're not.
Still, I mean, you grew up as brother and sister, even though you're not related. That's disgusting.
No, for someone that lives in West Virginia, I figured
I don't live in West Virginia, this is disgusting. I apologize for everyone that does live in West Virginia that's listening to our podcast. My co-host is racist.
That has nothing to do. That is not racist. Okay, I'm just saying I've watched Wrong Turn. Okay, and that's what everything I see on television. I feel that you guys marry distant cousins. That's what y'all do over there.
No.
It's not y'all's fault. It's just the way y'all were reared. Is that how I say it? Y'all were reared that way.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, but no, it's totally obvious that Jenny and Joe are not related whatsoever.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can see that there's a relationship going on there. And I think Abby knows as well. When she was like, I'll go talk to Joe. She's like, no. I'll go do it. I started it. We might as well finish it. I was like, what do you think about that whole thing when the juju guy grabs onto Jenny and his eyes turn white and your soul, I'm gonna take your soul.
I got excited, but then it let me down.
Why did you get excited?
Because he told Joe to take care of her.
That's why you got excited?
No. I got excited because I thought something was gonna happen. I got let down because he was like, you have to take care of her.
Yeah, I don't know about that. The whole warning thing kind of reminded me of Moloch the whole days, but it was like the way that came up was just kind of like wimpy. I don't know. It just felt kind of.
I feel like they're normally, which is so odd, normally with television shows, the first season's amazing. That's what hooks us. Mm-hmm. Second season, not so much. Third season, they go back to being, amazeballs. But I just.
You know what? I don't know. I don't.
And
know.
I feel bad because I'm like feel like I'm bashing it every week.
Well, you are. I mean, if anybody listens to our recaps, they know that you really hate the show right now.
It's true.
It's true, though. You do. You do. I'm telling you. I really thought you when I texted you and said, "Hey, we can record." I thought you were going to be like, "You can do it without me." I'm waiting. Yeah. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the day that you just go. Yeah, the beat chick. I was like.
I think it might have been her, too. I wasn't feeling her at all.
Well, you know what? I mean, for me, for this episode, if it wouldn't have been for Abby, and I'm liking Abby because how to put it this way? Because at first I was a little worried about Abby turning into an FBI agent, that she was getting a little square for me. But I don't know. She's just got good energy about her. Like, she's on a good path, and that's what I like. And then, of course, I like Nikki Reed as Betsy Ross. Nikki Reed... It's phenomenal. She's hot. I like her. Other than that, Crane. This whole Crane now of like, I haven't been out with a girl in forever, but I'm going to go out with Zoe. That whole thing, to me, Crane is getting, I don't know what it is. I think he's getting soft. It's just like, I don't want Crane to have a girlfriend right now. Like,
no. That's what I think they're trying to push. They're trying to push the relationships.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, like, if you and I were the witnesses of, the apocalypse.
There's no hell way I would go out with you.
Well, duh. Same here.
Okay.
I'm saying we wouldn't. I mean, you're married. Hello. But I'm saying we wouldn't care. Like, I'm not going to go try to get laid. I want to save the world,
No, I would want to. I would try to go out there and do that. But I would be like, I have to save the world, too. You can't hold me down. But I have needs.
But saving the world should become before your needs.
Well, you know what? If you want to be focused to save the world, you have to fulfill those needs.
See, that's why I'm a workaholic. That's my last relationships. Like, Amy, you're a workaholic.
Well, maybe that's why you're all strung and high strung. Maybe you just need to find some needs.
maybe.
Go down next door or somewhere. You live somewhere around with a bunch of people. Just knock on someone's door and be like, hey, I got needs. Let's do it. Pandora, I'm over this chick. I've been over her since episode one. Now that she went into a tree, like, what the hell? Like, there was not even anything. Like, I thought that when she walked in, they were going to show her in that other side of the world. You know?
Yeah.
Something.
I really love how Abby just screams, stop! Like, really?
Oh, I know. See? Yeah, this episode, I don't know. And I wanted to, because, you know, this whole time we've been waiting for those freaking flowers to bloom. They bloom, and that wasn't a good payoff.
No.
That wasn't a good payoff for me, and I'm just not happy. What'd you think about this whole Atticus guy? Atticus? He met with Joe? You probably don't even remember.
Yeah, no, I know. That's the – he was friends of –
his dad.
What's his name?
His dad, Joe's dad.
Well, I mean, sheriffs are normally always dirty in television shows.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean
– you believe that?
Yes, I believe it.
I don't know. I think there's more of a story.
I think he started out bad. Like, he was – yeah, I think he started out bad. And then he realized, okay, yeah. Okay. And, like, Abby, that's when he got the girls, when he realized, okay, now I need to straighten my ways.
Maybe. I don't know. I guess we'll see. I'm curious to see what's going to happen with that. Atticus, I remember him. I think he was in Popeye, Robin Williams' Popeye, I think.
Really?
I remember. Yeah, I mean, apparently he does theater and he's been in tons of movies. Yeah, people were excited on the internet that he was going to be in Sleepy Hollow. I remember him from Popeye. That's just me. And then I think actually I saw him on Sesame Street just recently when I was watching it with my son, and he was doing his little skit. And I don't know why I'm thinking about that, but I was. But anyways, so yes, so we got Atticus is pissed off and because this the shard, this thing went into Jenny's hand. And then we see Jenny having a nightmare. The shit's going all through her body. And then she sees a vision of something opening its eye. Now, is this supposed to be something different than freaking Pandora's crap?
I think so.
So now we have two supernatural creatures possibly coming into the picture?
I think so. Kind of like how they had the Headless Horseman and Henry.
Don't mention about Headless Horseman. We don't even... Every time I play this intro to this show, I hear... And I'm like, we haven't had any Headless Horseman in a while.
Yeah, that's the kind of action we need.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, man. I really don't know what's going to happen. And I'm a little disappointed in this episode. You gave it a five?
Yes.
Steve, do I give it a five? Five is halfway and a B. And then, you know what? I would have to agree with you on it. Probably a five. It just didn't. I think it's probably the worst episode for me for the season.
Mm-hmm.
I would think.
And what girl brings a guy flowers?
No, she's hot. Zoe's hot. So, I mean, that's the only thing. I mean, but Zoe, I'm wondering, because every time I watch it, I'm like, they're probably going to.
I would have been like, here's some cigars.
They're probably going to fall in love, and then you're going to die. I don't even know why I'm going to get to like you, because they're probably going to kill you. And that's going to send Crane back into it, and he's going to be head. He's going to, because he's not focused right now. I don't know what it is. He's just not. I think Abby's saying, like, I'm with the FBI. You need to do your own thing. And maybe they are getting a little softer, a little off the track.
Because
there is supernatural stuff out there that's coming to Sleepy Hollow, and it just seems like they're not. Like, I'm more, like, how do you call it? I'm more worried and concerned for Sleepy Hollow than these two are. I'm not even a witness.
You're not a resident of Sleepy Hollow.
No, I'm not. No, I don't have any identification for Sleepy Hollow, but I'm worried for Sleepy Hollow. They're like, oh, she walked into a tree. Oh, what? So tell me about your date. I'm like, what is? She walked into a tree. We have no idea what's going on.
I'd be cutting down that tree.
I would cut that sucker on fire. I'd be like, she went in this hole.
Okay, door won't open. I'll find a door.
Yeah, heck yeah. I'd be like, burn this bitch up. So, I don't know. That's it. I'm done.
I am too.
I give it a five. You give it a five. We're not happy. But I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously going to hang in there because it's keeping us that close.
No, you're about to check out. Don't try to... As soon as we get off the phone, you're going to be like, oh, I'm so, if the next one's so over like this, I'm done.
Nah.
All right, people. That's it. Our review for Sleepy Hollow's This Red Lady from Caribbee. Amy, why don't you let everybody know how they can find you on the internet?
They can go over to VarietyRadioOnline.com, and our Twitter's there, our Instagram, our Facebook, YouTube, Tumblr. All of our interviews, other television show reviews that our hosts do, and all that amazing stuff.
Sweet. You can also check out audioboom.com/channel/ Variety Radio Online. That's her Audio Boom channel as well. For me, you can check me out. I got a blog called I Watch Mike. Go there. Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram and Twitter. And I Watch Mike on Facebook. And of course, my Audio Boom channel, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That is it. You can find me there. We'll be back. I know there's a new episode that airs tomorrow night.
Tomorrow, there's a new episode. Not tonight, tomorrow.
So we're going to try to recap it on Friday.
Yes,
with fingers crossed. It might be us together, or it might be me by myself, depending on how much.
We also have to find a story to tell everybody how you and I met, because I got asked a couple of days ago how you became a host of Variety Radio Online and how we became, you know, like co-hosts together. So, I really don't want to tell them that we ran into each other on the street corner.
Well, I used to be your pimp. Back in, 2 years ago, I was your pimp?
Yeah.
And finally, I was like, let's do podcasts. I'm tired of bossing women around. And you were like, I'm tired of the tricks. And that's how we, there it is.
He still bosses me around now and then. But yeah. I don't get slapped anymore.
That is true. Wow. Okay, we're done now. We'll be back later to talk more Sleepy Hollow. Amy, go straight corner, make me some money.